Welcome to the weekly podcast all about turning the Great American RV Adventure into stress-less camping. Each week, we explore tips, tricks, ideas, and destinations, and talk to the happiest campers in the RV world. Pull up a seat at the campfire as we enjoy some stress-less camping.
Welcome to Texas.
Yeehaw! I'm Tony.
I'm Peggy.
And we're two RV industry veterans who travel part-time
in a small trailer,
looking to share big adventures and help you with great tips,
tricks,
and discounts.
And today, we have a bunch of tipsters, come in, that are gonna help us. We are at a mini light rally. As you know, we own a mini light.
Yeah.
And we are here with a bunch of mini light, micro light owners, and we thought, hey, as long as we have all these experts here in a group, we might as well pick their brains and find out what they know.
You know, we may sound like we know what we're talking about, but we're not so sure. But we have people here who do a lot of traveling, have been a lot of places, and have really good taste in RVs. So we thought we'd get some good ideas that we can share with all of you out there.
So first, I know I've talked to a lot of you about what you have. Who has the oldest mini light that's still here?
Susan.
I think so.
Yeah, see, I told you not to sit off camera. Come on up front so we can...
Come and tell us what you have.
Oh, I like your shot glass on a necklace.
There's a story behind this. Yes.
Oh, well, that's good, too.
Excellent.
So we have a 2015 2104S. We are the original owners and have loved every minute of it. It's been a lot of fun. During the height of COVID, I was going through chemotherapy, and it was our hotel when I had to travel to Houston to go for treatment, and you know, it was our safe place to stay. So it's getting up there, but I have a really soft spot in my heart for
Absolutely.
It.
Well, and it's held up well and done well for you too.
Yeah.
So they're great campers. Yeah. Wait, I want to hear the shot glass story.
As long as you're here.
She has, by the way, for those of you, okay, two things. This is the first of, we are now going to go video every week. We make that commitment to you. And second, for those of you who are listening on the audio podcast, she has it's a Hofbräu
Shot Glass.
And it's got, you got blue and white ribbons on it. So that's from Oktoberfest.
It came that way. It did. It's from Munich. So every year at the end of this rally, when we're sitting around, we talk about, well, what we want to do different next time. What might we do? Several years ago was the first time I think we did the camper crawl. And me being the shy retiring person that I am suggested, you know what we should do is we should do a shot crawl. So we should go do the camper crawl, but each camper has a different shot and shot glasses. Well, apparently me and these two were the only people who thought that was a good idea. So that never came to fruition, but Nell and Dan thought this was a really good idea, and they have a son in Germany, and she got on the horn with him and said, I need shot glasses. And this is the first time we've been back together since that conversation happened, and so they brought us these as gifts. They are Hofbräu. And apparently you can go to something like a beer crawl or a Wassel crawl where you go from place to place and they will fill your shot glass and you can take your shot
nice.
And move on. So that's what this is about.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we were in the Hofbräu. It was
2004.
20 years ago.
And I wanted to hear that song in München State on Hofbräu House. And 15 euro is what they're so sick of playing it in there. It was 15 euro to hear, but I paid it, so.
Yeah. Good. Oh. So that's the story.
That's a good one.
Well, thank you. Hey, Susan. So who has put the most miles? Well, okay, you have to be excluded now or you're going to be up here all the time.
No.
Who's put the most miles on? Or who wants to tell us about some big, epic, long adventure you went on?
I saw some mini light that came in here late that has got 100 stickers on the back.
100 stickers on the back.
The Johnsons would take that award.
They would.
Okay.
You have been doing this rally for 8 years now.
This is 8 years.
Something like that, yeah.
Eight years.
Different variations of camping.
Yeah.
But 8 years now. And last year, it hailed like the Dickens here.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah,
so. big time.
That was hard to believe yesterday when we got here and it was 100.
Although today is
today is much nicer.
That was the fourth hottest April 18th in Junction in history.
Okay, what about
who came from the farthest?
Who came the farthest
to get here?
Don, imagine Don and Nell.
Don and Nell came
from? We live in Arizona.
Arizona?
Oh, yeah, you beat
us. Okay, yep. I mean, technically we came the farthest because we went from New Mexico to Louisiana to Kansas to get here.
Right.
But,
yeah, but
we don't have the longest drive home. How's
right.
that?
Yeah, you guys do.
Yeah.
And how much travel do you do in a year?
Nell, we need to see you.
Oh, here she comes. And she's wearing red. We're recording this on a Friday, and normally we would be wearing red also.
We don't have any red stressless shirts.
I don't have a Rockwood shirt in red or a stressless shirt.
You need to get one. Yeah, because we remember everyone deployed.
Absolutely.
That's right. That's
every Friday.
My aged mother lives at my house, which means we don't get to travel as much as we would like. So this is our big trip every year, except last year, because he was ill. And we could not, but before that, we would travel short distances, but often. We used to have the same camper she has, 2104, 2015, that we bought new on our way from moving from Georgia to Arizona.
Okay.
But we'd already had a trailer in Arizona. We just kind of fell in love with Mini Light. So we got to do it.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Some people stop for brisket sandwich. You stopped and bought a Mini Light.
They had all the models for 2 years, and I got to choose whichever one I wanted.
Oh, that's good. So how did everyone decide on a Mini Light? Were a lot of them
researched? I wanted a Murphy bed.
You wanted a Murphy bed.
RV shows?
RV shows.
Yeah. Interesting.
I can tell you how I decided on ours.
Okay. Thank you.
Well, we narrowed it down. I looked at them for, we had a casita. And we went to this RV show on Tony and Linda. And I did the research before going. I narrowed it down to Mini Light and Lance. And that's what I wanted to look at while I was there. So we went there and we had 2104S. That's what we were looking at. And the Lance, whatever the Lance was. Went in the Lance. The Lance is more expensive, obviously, to start with. Lower ceiling, and a flat ceiling. And it just doesn't seem as homey. And we went into the 2104S. The salesman was in there with seven or eight other people.
Oh, man.
In this 2104S. I said, if he can do that, that's what I want.
Yeah.
And so we left. And next week, I called him. I said, that's what I want. That exact model there, because it had it everything. It had, well, I can't sell you that one. I don't want that one. I want a new one.
I want one that hasn't had seven people partying in it.
That's why I bought it. With the slide out and the couch in there, that many people inside, that little thing like that. Oh, yeah. Why not?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And with the Murphy bed, that was a seller there. So we got it, and they got one, and journeyed on.
Excellent.
So our story, we had this Jayco pop-up trailer, and we bought it. A friend of ours was getting a divorce, and the husband told the wife, whatever you get for it, just split with me. So we bought a Jayco pop-up trailer for $500. But it had seen better days. But we wanted something also with a Murphy bed, and we wanted something a little bit nicer. And for a year, Peggy and I stopped at so many RV dealerships.
Let's say like 4 years.
Yeah, was it that
before
long?
We owned a bed and breakfast. We had the pop-up, we sold the pop-up, bought a bed and breakfast. And for like 3 years, we kind of talked about selling the bed and breakfast. So all that time, every time we were on the road and we saw a dealership and we had an extra half hour, we'd stop and look at trailers. And then after the bed and breakfast sold, then for about the year after that, every time we were on the road, we'd stop and look at trailers. And we finally found the Mini, well, to be honest, we had decided on an R-Pod.
Or we were at least going there to look at
R-Pods. We had thought
what
we wanted was an R-Pod, and we went to the dealership, and the man said, well, now wait, if you like the R-Pod, let me show you this. And we walked in, it was a 1905S, no slide, Murphy bed, single axle. They don't even make them that little anymore at Mini Light. And we walked in and said, you're right, this is absolutely the one. We saw it for 4 minutes and we were hooked.
Yep, yeah.
And the things that we wouldn't have liked about the R-Pod that we didn't realize we wouldn't like was the like east to west bed. Yeah. And it was so squishy. And
well, that's kind of how we got, really what motivated me to go to bigger is we had a casita, we love the casita, but spend a rainy weekend in them. It's like living in your walk-in closet for a weekend.
Yeah.
So I said, no, bigger.
And I was surprised. We were driving through Texas to get to Texas, and I saw the casita factory.
Yeah.
Right. Oh.
Rice, Texas.
Yeah, they're made right
where
there. If I had known, I'd have stopped and watched them make them.
Yep.
Yeah.
So that was pretty cool.
They're very well made.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, those fiberglass egg trailers are pretty neat.
Oh, they are.
Did you ever go to a fiberglass, like a egg trailer rally?
No.
No? Those, I've been told they're fun.
Well, we had a casita rally here before we had the mini light.
Before the mini light rally.
Micro light.
Yeah. So I want to hear about the toilet paper contraption.
Tony?
Tony's
toilet paper thing.
So we went to the RV show at AT&T Stadium. And of course we started with the vendors. And the first vendor we went to, he's got a cabinet door on a stand and there's a slot in it. And through that slot is toilet paper. And we were like, what's this? And so he developed this mechanism that you cut a slot in the door, then this piece fits in that slot, and it's got a flange on the back side that holds it tight with a toilet paper holder. And you just set the toilet paper on there, and then he even gives you a little thin piece of plastic that you put through the slot
to feed it,
hook the toilet paper on to pull it out. And then when you shut the cabinet door, you don't see the toilet paper holder. All you see is a sheet of toilet paper sticking through the door.
Kind of like sticking its tongue out at you.
Yep. It is. It's cool. When you hadn't got room in the bathroom.
I gotta see that.
It's neat.
Yeah, that we have to see that.
Yeah, that's something you gotta. Can't visualize until you really see the whole thing.
Yeah.
And both of you guys bought them, right?
Not me.
Not you?
No.
It took maybe all of 15 minutes to install it. I mean, they give you a template, right? And instructions. Put the template on the door and use a pencil to go around the template and then drill a couple of holes and use your jigsaw.
Yeah, just cut your slot.
Cut it out, sand it off, and stick it on. 15 minutes and I was done. She couldn't believe it. Huh. My hands were shaking when I was cutting the door.
Yeah, right.
That'd be my problem.
But we were his first two customers. He had just brought it to market. And Fred and I were like, yeah, we'll buy that. And he took our picture and said, y'all are my first two.
All right.
Do you have to remember the name of that thing?
No, but Fred will.
Okay. Now, on the same subject, I know you said don't pick you out, but man, I love your idea about the way you've also done toilet paper.
My name is Aaron. We're from Seguin, Texas, and we are very new with Rockwood Mini Lights. And this is our sixth trip out in it. We were looking at the TP situation in the bathroom, where to put it to keep it from getting wet, those kinds of things, and noticed the flip down door underneath the sink. It seemed like a perfect place to have some type of dispensing going on, but whose roll fits in there? So I just changed the size of my roll. I took an electric drill with a number two pencil or a dowel rod and just customized my roll size. I set it in that drawer where it feeds off the bottom, comes over and then through the handle, and I didn't have to cut a slot in my door.
Oh, man.
We could fit two rolls.
Yeah, two side by side rolls.
And okay. You make a roll with the drill.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that's
pretty. I do have pictures.
Yeah, I saw the picture. It's pretty fantastic.
So you re-roll your toilet?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Just a smaller roll.
Dowel roll to dowel roll. Just sat there in the living room and made about 10 per trip.
And you thread on a bobbin.
It's exactly what it is, like refilling a bobbin on a sewing machine. That's all it is. Cool. Except you're getting rid of all that empty space in the middle.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So two good toilet paper ideas.
Any other clever toilet paper hacks before we move out of the bathroom? And
Move on to somewhere else.
Maybe a better room. Any other good hacks that you guys have done or?
Little minor modifications, great big modifications.
On the 2104S, and I think a lot of us have the rail on the outside where you can hook the table on.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Ours is so old that there was no, you know, they now have like a peninsula in the 2104S in the kitchen, or and I've seen some folks have actually built a little extension onto the counter just to the left of the stove.
Mm-hmm.
What I did is went on trusty Amazon and bought another piece of that rail. We had to cut it to length, but we mounted it just on the side of the cabinet, just to your left as you come in the door, right by the stove. Now, you can get in and out with that there in place, but that's not what it's for. It's for at night when we're setting up the PC to hook up to the TV to watch our movies. We can put that there and we can set that. Also, if I'm cooking, I can move my coffee maker from off the counter to this little thing here and still use
it's
the full
out of the way.
Surface. Yeah, so we've really enjoyed having that little option.
Well, Don, you did a pop-up shelf as well.
Yep. Not a shelf, but an outlet.
Didn't you?
Oh, yep.
Didn't you add a pop-up shelf at the end of your cabinet?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Yeah.
But you can actually leave yours, right? We did that in the 1905. That just reminded me because we had a couple inches of counter space in the 1905.
Right.
So we got some of that rail and put it on the end. But because of the Murphy bed, Tony wouldn't have been able to get out of bed unless we took that table off at night and moved it out of the way. It was a really tight squeeze there at the foot of the bed. So you did a similar thing?
Don tell you about his recliner mod and all that.
Oh, yeah. All right.
What mod?
Your recliners and what you did.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
well,
yes. Name is Don. We have a 2504S, and which we bought 2 years ago. But before that, we had the 2104. And on the end of our kitchen counter, you got the sink, and then there's just a small space after the sink that there's no room to put anything. So they, Amazon, they have hinges, a table or a counter you can snap up, and I put a cutting board on that.
Oh, cool.
So we can drop it down and get through there. Then we bring it up, and we have our grandkids with us. They can sit at that little table to eat, or it's an extension from our kitchen sink, so we have to put things.
Yeah.
And also, by the door, they have a pop-up 110 outlets. We put that in our countertop. It sits flush. You tap it, comes up, and you got two outlets. And the plug-in is on the outside of the trailer. Drilled a hole, mounted it, so we can bring a 110 cord in from outside and plug it in. And in that circuit is separate from the trailer circuit. So we can plug in like a coffee maker or an Instapot, and we can still use microwave, or the AC can continue to run without turning it off, and using an appliance that takes 20 amps.
Huh, that's a good idea.
Great.
We understand how they build them that way. They have them with the pop-up 110 and the outlets outside that you run off of your power pole here and you just plug it in.
Well, having a separate circuit, though,
that's amazing.
That's
good.
Nice.
And also, we love these trailers, but those outlets aren't necessarily that good for a continuous draw. I've seen them melt in different trailers. And
those outlets that are in the trailers, I had a problem with one when I pulled it off. They have like a little scissors
It's self-tapping when you
slide down. Well, in mine, the old one, the wire started coming off. I hear buzzing and wouldn't work right. So I took it out and I put a regular household outlets in it now.
Yeah.
So that they are pushed in or on the mounting screws. So you don't have that problem at all.
There's not a lot of contact. It's like a scissors type of thing.
And they slide on.
But very little surface area connection.
Right, it has to cut through the plastic. It has to cut through the insulation.
It's cut through the plastic, razor's edge connection on the edge of the wire.
And mine had come loose. And it was buzzing and making a noise, and that's how I found out these were just simply cheap. And one more thing.
Yeah.
Go Pack Go.
Excellent. Aaron, I think you have done a lot of, you know your way around fixing stuff. That seems to be my perception just having met you yesterday. Any other mods folks have?
We did a real little simple thing to the sink. You know, it's got the high-rise faucet on it.
Uh-huh.
But yeah. Not like at home, you don't have that sprayer that you can pull out.
Pull out?
So Amazon. Look on Amazon, you can buy this little snake thing. What? About that long. Take the nozzle off of the high-rise thing, put it on, and it goes back and forth like that to both.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Both sinks, and it does spray and stream.
Little wiggle nozzle.
Yeah, it's about that long.
Yeah.
Elephant trunk, we call it. And it also has one that just, you take that out and you spray, put it right on to the high-rise thing.
Didn't you buy that in quartzite?
I bought one in quartzite, but it was a different size from the faucet. So
oh,
I probably need to find one that's, yeah.
It works great.
I got frustrated and got rid of it, so I'll have to get another one.
Quartzite is amazing and silly at the same time. So one of the things we found, we have an over-the-door paper towel holder that, you know, we bought at like Target or whatever, and it just fits over our pantry door in the 2205. And Peggy discovered that fits right in that little TV mount on the outside.
That little kind of V-shaped mount?
Yeah.
That thing just slides right in there.
And that's right where your griddle and that little table are, so it works out.
It's a good place for paper towels. Yeah.
Good place for a fan, too.
It's a good place for a fan.
Who was it who said
who
that?
We did. We got a lot of you set up a fan.
We got one of those oscillating fans.
Yeah. Our little bracket just lies right in that V-notch there.
Yeah.
You can hang the fan there. It's the hurricane oscillating fan.
It's a hurricane, yeah. Yeah.
And it'd probably help alleviate the bugs, which right now, there are more than them here than us.
Yeah. We put it in our bedroom now.
Yeah. Oh, you did?
Yeah.
On the TV mount in the bedroom?
Where the TV mount is?
Yeah. Oh, that's a good idea. Okay.
It's wired for the TV, but the mount's not there, so we put it, I screwed it in there. So
okay.
We got it in the bedroom.
That's a good idea.
Good idea, yeah.
What model do you have now? We have the
25 FKS, which is a
2506.
Six. Yeah, 2506.
That's the one I'm covering.
Yeah, we've had
which is the front kitchen?
Front kitchen.
Susan's ready.
Yeah. We had, the one before we had was a 2503 and it had the Murphy bed.
Okay.
With two doors.
I want to point out that when we were looking at trailers, there were two we liked, and he overrode me, and we got the first trailer was the trailer that he liked. And what trailer do we have now?
The one she likes.
usually the way it works out, isn't it?
That's how it works.
Okay, so if none of you can think of a mod, how many people have either changed out your mattress or do you use a mattress topper or do you actually love that hard mattress?
Mattress topper.
Toppers?
I changed out my mattress.
You changed it? Okay.
It would make sense to me that the RV industry ships product with no mattresses. But then when I worked at an RV dealership for a few years, and it's amazing if you had one in there with no mattress, like it was used, and they're like, why isn't there a mattress in here?
Well, and he said, well, the dealerships could just keep all the different kinds of mattress. So I said, your dealership, the building was as big as a trailer.
Yeah.
Where are you
going to store all those mattresses?
Right. We bought used this time, and it didn't come with the mattress.
Okay.
We bought something for it.
I don't know if this is funny or sad, but so a lot of people, when they bought trailers from us at the dealership, they would just keep the mattress. It's terrible. So somehow I found out about a women's shelter, and these women had, you know, they had gone through not such great things. And so I asked, hey, do you guys want free mattresses? Oh, yeah. And so I brought them a few, and it didn't take them long to go, yeah, don't bring us those anymore.
Well, that's a great idea, though.
Yeah.
Thanks so much.
Poor women have been through enough already.
So we replaced our mattress. We got a mattress from Ghost Bed, and my nephew came over. We did some other mods, and my nephew came over to help do that. He took the mattress topper off the old mattress and took it home because they live in an RV, and he said their mattress was like this. Mm-hmm. And so they took the topper home, and the next day they came over to pick up the babies, and I said, take the mattress. The mattress is way better, and with the topper, it'll be fine, way better than what you have. And he said, oh no, with the topper, it's perfect. I couldn't even get him to take a free mattress.
Yeah, they're pretty bad.
Yeah. there's a small percentage, admittedly, but there is a small percentage of people who say they love that hard mattress.
Well, yeah. I mean, you go to a mattress store and there's so many different types.
Yeah.
So anybody do anything where after you're done, you're like, ah, phooey.
That was a bad idea.
That was a bad idea.
We've held off for the rally to try and see what kind of phooey y'all did.
That's a great idea.
We got our list. We're going to scratch off things people say not to do.
Looks good, works bad.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
Yeah. Everything we've done, we've been happy with.
We hung little shoe racks on the underside of the bed and on the side of the cabinet with, it's not Caban strips, but it's the adhesive patches.
Okay.
And they come in the heat, they will self-remove and they will take the surface right off.
Oh really?
Oh man, that's not good. We have a bunch of those so far.
Yeah.
So good, but
yeah, us too.
Well, we don't put anything as heavy as shoes.
Yeah. No, it's hats.
We have lightweight stuff, hats. Yeah.
Lots of hats.
I use a lot of Caban strips, and those will work okay. The little pull tab thing, that'll work. They'll come off. But these are the ones, you know, the little round plastic things. You peel it off and stick it up and...
Then it peels off whatever's under it.
Don, you need to tell what you did with your kitchen sink.
Oh.
What did you do to your kitchen sink, Don?
Well, a lot of people have dealt with this.
Yeah. Oh, the sink dropped?
The sink dropped.
Okay.
And Betha told us that dirt happened. And before ours dropped, I took a putty knife and went around and found out about half of it was glued. Around one end was glued and a spot glue here. So I went in, used a putty knife, scraped it around and got the sink down. Then I took it out and set it on top of the opening. And there was a lot of glue on the composite sink. So I sanded it down real good, real fine sandpaper, got it all cleaned up. And now it sits on top and all the plumbing all fits perfect. Huh. There's no changing of the plumbing or anything. It just all fits right in.
Good.
So your sink is plastic or composite?
Not a composite.
Because some of them are stainless steel, right, or at least look like it.
Yeah, no, it's not stainless steel.
Huh. Yeah, I don't get the appeal of an undermount sink. All I could think about is, I love that undermount sink.
Well, all of them will drop eventually.
His looks so nice.
Yeah, the surround on it looks like
for a while
it.
I had sticks underneath, pieces of wood to help make sure it didn't drop, then it got in the way of our storage.
Yeah.
So I come up with it and took it out, set it on top, no problem at all. Everything fit perfect.
So
glued it in.
Your undermount sink is now a drop-in?
Yep.
Dropped right on top. Didn't change anything. Didn't have to recut the hole or anything.
So what you sanded was the ridge of the sink after it fell?
Yes.
Okay.
The surround.
The top part. Ridge. You sanded it real
fine.
It's
just glued up underneath.
Barely.
It was glued up barely
the
underneath.
The original one.
You figured it out.
So many of those are dropping.
Yeah, we have
it for it.
For those of you who don't know, we have a Facebook group, Rockwood Mini Light Flagstaff Microlight Fan Club, and we have like 12,000 people in there. And there was a time that the sinks were dropping out left and right. Mm-hmm. And my understanding is that a glue supplier, their product didn't live up to what they claimed. Because you don't see it anymore.
Yeah.
But like, well, yeah. You know, a mod that Tony did, not this Tony, but the other Tony. I want to hear about your roof.
Oh. So you started out with, last year we had a hailstorm.
Yeah.
So on Saturday night, this one freak storm, everything was north of us, one freak storm came from the west and it put down golf ball size hail. And the trucks all took a beating, but we didn't think that the trailers took much of a beating. It was more the tow vehicles all got dented. Well, I went on the roof. Nothing was broken. The skylight was not broken. The air conditioner cover wasn't broken. Nothing. Fast forward 11 months later, and Fred Schultz called me and said, you need to go look at your roof again. And it was just on the leading edge where the rubber wraps over to the side. And there were these little half moon cuts in it.
Hmm.
And we called the insurance company and they said, yeah, you've got a claim because it's a through and through cut and water will go down. And so we found a company called Elite RV Roof and Collision up in North Fort Worth, Texas. and they put the rhino lining roof on. They took everything off the roof, everything, replaced any wood that was damaged. And then it's a coat of polyurethane, and then they actually spray the rhino lining on there, 3/8 of an inch thick.
Wow.
Yeah, it's thick.
Bring on the hail now, huh?
Yeah, if it starts to hail, I'm coming to your trailer.
Right?
We've been through 2 rainstorms, and you can hardly hear it raining because the roof is so thick.
Yeah.
Now, in a way, that's a little bit sad to me because I like it when it sounds like ping pong balls are falling on the roof.
We still have it on the slide out.
Yeah.
but
oh, you have it on the slide out, okay.
No, it's lifetime guaranteed, transferable, so if we sold our trailer, the new owners get the lifetime guarantee. There's no maintenance. I use no dichlor, nothing. I don't have to touch it. Take a garden hose and hose it off.
Do you know if it added any weight?
200 pounds.
200 pounds, okay.
200 pounds.
Did you add it to the top of the slide out as well?
No, we did not put it on the slide out.
They had a slide cover.
They weren't in favor of adding it there.
Yeah, they didn't recommend that. We also have it.
Yeah, we waited till Fred and Tony did theirs.
And then you did yours.
Well, yeah.
Like Aaron, right? Wait and make sure it's going to work right before you do it.
Had to spray the bumper and then that front, the grill on the front.
The rock
garden. Spray that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
From rusting, because we live on the coast and so salt.
Oh, yeah.
Where do y'all live?
So, Lake Jackson.
Oh, okay.
So
not further north. Not as far down as
yeah.
You.
Yeah.
These guys that did it, this elite RV roof and collision, when they took our trailer apart, they number one, they came and picked our trailer up and took,
really?
It, took wow. it to the yeah. repair shop.
Nice.
The insurance company only wanted to pay $3,400 for a total roof. And then when Elite called them, they were like, oh, yeah, well, okay, we'll pay the full thing. Now we did pay the difference between a rubber roof and the new roof, the rhino roof, which was $37 a foot, and it's linear foot.
Okay.
So that wasn't that much. But when they were taking it down, taking it apart, they broke the TV antenna.
Oh.
So they just called us and said, we broke the antenna, we're replacing it. And, you know, new antenna, RV, Wi-Fi extender, the whole nine yards.
Wow.
Okay.
We were hoping they'd break ours because he
Well, it's strange, that hailstorm. It didn't break any of the plastic stuff up there.
No, yeah, that's what...
The skylights, the air conditioner
skylight
covers.
Broke.
It broke the not the skylight, but the cover.
The cover over the vent?
We didn't know it.
For the fan.
Until right before we took it to RV Elite, it rained. It was sitting in our driveway, ready to go someplace. And it rained, and we walked in the bathroom, and there was water on the floor.
Oh,
so okay.
Straight down. Luckily, yeah. It wasn't coming down walls and stuff. But they told us there was a crack, like, that you could barely see someplace. They found it right away. It's not something
yeah.
we could find.
Well, that's not good, because we were in a hailstorm the other day, and Peggy said, go up on the roof and see what you see. And
I
said, the skylight is fine. It should be all okay.
Yeah.
But now it makes
now
me
we've got a,
now it makes me second guess.
Like
find out tomorrow.
Yeah, really. The finger, all on the edge.
Yeah, like little crescent.
That's what you need a drone for.
A drone, yeah.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
It is really high up on our shopping list.
Well, the funny thing is, I always say, if you want to know the laziest way to accomplish a task, I am your man. So, like inspecting the roof,
yeah.
I take that GoPro camera on a pole and I shoot a video, and I can go in and zoom in and all of that stuff. And then I have a sequence. So I'm like, okay, the roof looked like that here. Now, 4 months later, whatever, it looks like this. And if I'm like, oh, there's, you know, a problem, then I can.
Good idea.
So that's my lazy man tip for the
day. The older you get, the less you want to get up there.
That's true.
You should urge people to download not just the Weather Channel, but to pay and get a good radar app, because we were sitting watching the movie and we were watching the storms, the lightning and hear the thunder and the big clouds to the north of us, and then out of the blue on my radar app, one popped up to the west, and you know the colorations, it went green, red, white, pink.
Huh.
And the white and pink is hail. And we all took off and hooked them. And we got back to our trailers, and, the hail was here.
Yeah.
Huh.
It was severe.
It had started to hail way before it started to rain.
Yeah.
We were sitting in our trailer and it was like, bang, bang.
Oh, gosh.
I mean, it just came down in buckets, and it was just hail. It wasn't raining at all. It was just hail.
Wow.
Tony,
wow.
His truck was 3 days old.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Ours was 6 weeks old.
Yeah, this was its first trip, right? Your truck?
273 miles.
$9,000 a day.
I didn't call the insurance company. I told them I had two things. I bought a new truck. Oh, congratulations. And yeah, now I need to do a hail claim on it.
Boy.
We had to wait for the insurance. I mean, it was not a problem, but they had to do all the paperwork. They had however many days to switch it over.
Yeah.
And they had to do all the paperwork to switch over the insurance before we could make the claim.
Oh, gosh.
Man.
We're helping you.
We're making this way. Who's your new insurance guy?
Took everything.
Yes, the paint was there. Guys, I use.
Uh-huh.
Took it. You can't see any dents anywhere.
Did they have to take out any interior, or
yes,
was it?
They had to. There was over 600 dents in the hood alone.
Yeah. Oh boy. Oh,
to pull the interior. Wow. And you, do it all that way.
We went to the bathroom with our two dogs. Brought the slide out on our trailer, and then went to the bathroom up there. And I stood there and watched with tears in my eyes.
Yeah.
That hail beating our truck. It didn't bust the windshield.
That's the amazing thing.
Yeah.
And then, of course, we were all outside after it. And the funny thing is, right here across from where y'all are at, there was 200 Cub Scouts camping in tents.
Oh, boy.
And so it was like a city down here from all the park rangers and people coming to check on the kids.
Oh.
They earned their badges.
Yeah, the hail badge.
But if it happens this year, we are going to pull our truck into the grass under the trees, no matter what department.
We are.
What's that story? What's that story there? What did that? They were getting at, getting after you if you parked.
So
they told you not to.
We asked the park host. There might be hail tonight. Could we put our trucks under the trees? And they looked at us and said, absolutely not. No vehicles on grass. So we all play by the rules, right? The next morning, the park host truck is under the trees, and he got it stuck.
Well, that karma came around.
Yeah. Did you guys all stand there and go,
laugh at him?
Karma hit me with dog
mode. Oh, man.
Yeah. That was a bad deal for hail, because when I took mine into that paintless dent place, they had guys there that had just come from down South Texas, somewhere around A&M, for a bad hailstorm. They're up here for this hailstorm. When they got through the DFW area, they all went to Denver for that big hailstorm.
Oh, the insurance agent.
The insurance, the dent people.
That's probably where your brother had his truck out in the hail.
In Denver.
And he was with us on vacation, and he sees the report, and it's like, ah, man.
They sent 40 people to Denver for the hail, this company out of DFW.
Man.
Well, then we know where to go.
Yeah, we have an inn now.
Get a big discount, right?
Do any of you have solar panels? And did you when the hail came?
Fred does, but he's not here.
Fred did.
I don't think Fred had them then, though, did he?
Not last year.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, yeah, that's what I wonder, because that whole roof is almost glass.
Yeah, our roof
and
is pretty protected by solar panels.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I see. True. Yeah,
I wonder how it would do.
Didn't Dave and Annette have solar panels they said didn't get affected?
Hmm.
I thought
what?
I read that. David and Annette.
David and Annette, they have a camper van.
Exterior ones.
And their air conditioner cover got cracked, but that was it.
But not the solar.
No?
Yeah. That's impressive.
So if you talk to Rockwood, would you ask them which brain surgeon came up with the idea of putting all the water connections right over the power connection?
Yeah.
It keeps it clean.
Is that part of Ohm's law there?
Yeah.
You know, it's interesting to hear things like that and the issues that, you know, I know the front windshield is a real sore spot. A 2015 has a nice cover that goes down over the window.
Yes.
A 2015 has the water connections on the back and the power on the side. A 2015 has a top mount kitchen sink. So, what am I missing?
They always gotta use, do something new to
do
it improve.
Attract new
like putting glass in the oven doors.
Yeah, a 2015 has a metal oven door.
I still do.
I still do.
Tony, yeah. Talk about the solar. How much power do you get off of that, and how long can you like boondock with that, or is that really a big help?
Yeah, it's fantastic. So it's 1,000 watts of solar and 400 amp hours of lithium battery. And I'll be happy to show you guys all that, because I dig that stuff. The answer how long we can go off grid is, it depends. Like today was cloudy. Where were we the other day? And it was still cloudy and we still went up to 100. Oh, was it Dave and Bev's?
At Dave and Bev's, yeah.
So we were at some friend's house and we parked like on their front lawn for a few days in Oklahoma, and it was cloudy. And I was, you know, like, oh, I wonder what's gonna happen here. And we have a 12-volt fridge, and the 12-volt fridge will take about 60 to 80 amp hours over a 24-hour period. So you figure that it's a 400 amp hour battery, so about a fifth of that is just the fridge over 24 hours. So I was curious, how much is it gonna recover? And it went back up to 100% at night, even on a cloudy day. Now, from 80% where I woke up in the morning. So it recovered 20%. I don't, you know, once it hits 100, it stops. So how long we can boondock? The power is no longer the reason we come in. That system has just been bulletproof. We've been very pleased with it. It's maybe the best part of the whole trailer, quite honestly. So it's no longer power that brings us in from camping. It's now water. Mm-hmm. Water is now the challenge.
Our fresh water and our gray tank are the limiting factors now.
Right.
Electricity is not. Yeah. And by the way, Jim, thank you for asking that question, because now we put an ad.
Yeah. But also, we can run the air conditioner for, depends on how much power we're getting in, but we can run it for 4 to 7 hours, depending on, you know, various circumstances, which is kind of impressive. So if you're boondocking and it's kind of a hot, muggy day, you run it for a couple hours at night and you're good.
It has a soft start on it?
It does, mm-hmm. Yeah. And that
is
was part
standard?
Of-
This is not aftermarket.
It's a system from Rockwood called the
Power package.
The power package.
Okay.
I could look at the sticker.
It's called the power
package. Master Vault.
Yes. Yeah. So it is a package that is designed and built by ABC Upfitters. And you can go, you can take yours in now and get it upfitted, or you can order them now with the power package installed during manufacturing.
So one of the unusual things about this system is it uses MasterVolt batteries, charge controllers, inverters, and MasterVolt is a company that's well known in the marine industry because they tend not to fail. So it's not the cheapest stuff out there, but it just works. I mean, it's really impressive. So
lithium battery?
It's a single 400 amp hour. It's a big, I'll show it to you. And now they're putting 460 amp hour batteries in, so it's even more power. But yeah, it's a lithium battery.
How much weight does all that add?
I have no idea. I suspect probably 200 to 250 pounds. But you figure there's no battery on the tongue.
Oh, that's right.
There's just that battery. Yeah. And if you have two flooded batteries on the tongue, there's 160 pounds. Yeah, right. So I think the battery is not light, but I think that inverter and charge controller is also not light, because it's like this big and like that thick, that thing.
Have a cover for your windshield?
Yes.
Yes.
Because there's already a crack in it.
Well, so when we bought our trailer, we found a company that installs Kevlar.
Oh.
We have our windshield covered in Kevlar.
Huh.
Transparent, but it's Kevlar. And it wasn't cheap, it was $500, but knock on wood, it's worked so far.
Yeah, the disadvantage, we have that YB Outdoors, and it's thick, and I like it because it has insulative properties.
Yes.
And you could take it off in theory, but no, you know, it's Velcroed on, so I don't think I would.
We don't, just because we don't want to stress the Velcro too often. Somebody, I don't think that's here, but got a cover that is, you put magnets on the inside of the windshield?
I saw that.
Yeah,
that's the latest thing.
I told Tony this morning, I didn't go back and look to see if anyone actually said they've driven with that cover on.
Yeah. Right.
Someone like said, I wouldn't go 80 miles an hour with that. And I said, well, I wouldn't go 80 miles an hour at all.
80 miles an hour towing?
There were magnets like every 12 inches on the inside.
Christmas wreath, you hang on a door with a glass. And you can hang a wreath on the outside. The magnet's on the inside and it holds it.
Right.
And you can put a Christmas wreath or something.
That would make sense. It would bounce.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think these magnets stick to the inside of the windshield.
You stick them on the windshield.
You know,
on the
not
inside.
Just magnetic, but with an adhesive.
But I've seen too the ones that are Kevlar, but then also just like the holy, I can't think of what it's called,
yeah.
But like perforated mesh. Or whatever mesh kind of, and they're pretty usually, and you can see out it. So this once in a while, we regret that we don't take our cover off. Because we can't see out.
Yeah, but all the other people in the campground are glad that they can't see in.
They can't see in.
So it works out for everybody.
But we don't close the shade on the inside, so we can see the window. And every once in a while, I'll go to change to get ready for bed and go, oh, the window's open. No, it's not.
Why be outdoors as an option for a Velcro or snaps? And the snaps idea kind of made me nervous.
Yeah, they have very detailed instructions, and it's, you know, you really follow them. And we've had it since last year.
We were in Mississippi last March is when we put it on. So
and
it's
so,
been
yeah,
on
it's
for
been
more than
over
a year.
And it's still...
And
our
Velcro
one's held on fine. It doesn't even move or budge.
Yeah, you have a camo one. So how do you see it?
How do you even know it's there?
It's into the firewood.
Well, I guess that's pretty much what we have this week. I really appreciate being able to come and join you all and
yes.
For your time and your great tips. And I guess with that,
stressless camping.
We hope you learned a lot and had some fun and got some tips for your next stress-less camping adventure. We're honored by your reviews on Apple Podcasts, which helps others find us too. Don't forget to subscribe so you won't miss out on the adventure, and we look forward to your joining us next week. Until then, happy camping!
That's it.
Thank you.
Thank you all.
That was great.
Okay, now it's time for beer.
Well, I had mine while we were...
Good. Good for you.